I think kindness is a way of being.
Most things that are done out of kindness is basically done out of love.
I think it's a behavior, a skill. It's glue. It's essential.
Kindness.
Tonight, an act of kindness at a rental car company in Tulsa goes just viral.
One really big random act of kindness.
Kindness is caring enough about others that we treat them with gentleness, graciousness, and generosity.
New tonight, a police officer's random act of kindness isn't going unnoticed.
Good and generous and sacrificing.
Once you start being kind to people, they feel better and it just spreads.
We expect schools to prepare students by teaching them math and science and reading and writing. But what about teaching them kindness?
I started thinking at the beginning of the school year about the way that we teach character education in our classes.
Justin Parmenter teaches language arts to seventh graders at Waddell Language Academy in Charlotte, North Carolina.
You know, I've been doing this job for a long time, and I've noticed that with every year there seems to be a new approach or a new set of curriculum to try to teach character in our schools. And every year I see students' eyes glaze over and I see just the complete disconnect and no real changes and no real impact.
But then in October, there was a shooting at a high school in Justin's district. A 16-year-old boy was killed over a personal conflict.
It really brought home, I guess, the sense of urgency that we needed to start doing something to be more intentional about practicing kindness and how we support interpersonal relationships in our schools.
So just a few days later, Justin launched a new activity in his classroom, Undercover Agents of Kindness. Each student randomly drew a name out of a bowl and had 2 weeks to do something nice for that person.
I read some research, and the researchers found that the brain can be trained toward more compassionate behavior through regular practice of kindness towards strangers, towards family, towards even towards people that you've had conflict with, that over time, practicing kindness leads to an increase in activity in the part of the brain associated with empathy and with compassion.
One of our listeners heard about Undercover Agents of Kindness and nominated Justin and his students for our series, America the Kind. So I reached Justin in his classroom, along with two of his seventh graders, Elena Grady, and the student who drew her name, Daylin Brown.
I didn't really like the whole idea. I'm one of those people that likes to stay in their social zone. I don't like to try and, like, I'm not really good at meeting new people. So I was nervous about it, to say the least. I thought it was going to be awkward just walking up to someone and just being like, hey, I got you for, well, I can't say that, but I was going to be like, hey, how are you? Or just talking about random stuff because, yeah.
So the way this works is that, Daylin, you pulled Elena's name, right?
Yes.
And so when that happened, what did you know her at that point, or were you surprised?
I had never spoken to her before.
And so when you got Elena's name, what did you decide to do?
Well, it took me a very long time to actually figure out what I wanted to do, so I tried to spend more time with her to find out what the kind of stuff that she liked. Like favorite animal, like anything that if you got it for them, it would make their day. Something like that, you know?
So then what did you end up doing?
I ended up going and getting her ice cream from the cafeteria.
Elena, tell me a little bit about that. When you saw Daylin with ice cream, what did you think?
Well, when she gave it to me, I wasn't even thinking about the project. I was just kind of like, oh, thank you. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, well, that was very nice of her, but why did I get ice cream? And then she was like, oh, it was for the kindness project. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
I'm wondering, how old are you, Daylin?
12.
And what about you, Elena?
I am 13.
So when you all see the results of this kindness and you look around, and I know this came out of a very difficult moment, they're mentioning the school shooting in your district. Like, when you look at that and you look at people your age, do you think there needs to be more kindness today?
I think there should be, because sometimes people can get so upset over the smallest things and they just get so aggravated and annoyed that they just take it all out on people and they get really mad when they really shouldn't be that mad.
And what about you, Daylin?
I think that we should probably be kinder because it's like what Elena said. if you just doing something, a little thing that's nice for people can mean the world to them. Because I know from a personal standpoint, because I came here last year and I had nobody. I transferred from a completely different school. And I remember the first person who came up to me and just started talking to me. And I still talk to them to this day. And I think that they're one of my best friends. And that's because they just decided, because that year would have been miserable if I didn't have them with me, because I would never have made friends.
What did you learn, Elena, from the project? Did you learn anything about yourself, about your classmates, about kindness?
Well, I learned that a little bit of kindness can go such a long way. Like, just giving them an encouraging note for the day, just, I mean, doing anything can mean the world.
Something might seem small to you, but to the other person, like, it's going to mean a lot to them. Like, you might just do something like buying them ice cream like I did, and it might end up making them have a great day, or like just be more happy in general because someone tried to be kind to them.
One of the goals that Justin, your teacher, had was to also try and get you guys to talk to different people through this project. Dalen, did it help you sort of branch out a little bit?
Yeah, it did. It kind of helped me realize that the things that hold us back are more mental than they are like an actual problem. For me, I always thought that people would just reject me if I ever started talking to them. But the truth is, if you actually try and branch out, you'd be surprised at how nice people can be.
Elena, what do you think about that? Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I mean, it's just, you can, when someone does something kind for you or when you do something kind for a person, it's just like, wow, I can do this so much and I can make so many friends and everybody would be so happy. So, yeah.
Now, we're asking everybody that we talk to about, you know, why is kindness important right now? Why is it important, particularly today, in this moment?
Because in the time period we live in, like, we don't communicate as much face-to-face. And if you're texting someone, you can't really express how you're feeling. So, you know, you will never really know.
I think that what Dalen said was awesome, because a lot of people, what they do is everybody has a phone, everybody just texts, and no one really gets to socialize a whole bunch. So when you're texting about how you feel or something, you can't actually tell them what you're feeling because they can take it the wrong way through text. But when you tell them in person, they know how you're feeling. It's completely different. You can't be kind through texts, really.
Do you think that this has changed the way that you, Elena, and you, Dalen, are sort of dealing with your peers? And I think it's really interesting that you're talking about the social media element and texting and the things that we've gotten used to. And we assume that you guys, you know, younger people are doing that all the time. So do you think that this has changed the way you look at communicating with each other and being kind?
Yeah, I mean, despite it being a project, I actually had a lot of fun because I actually got to meet a new person out of it. And, like, I guess it was just, it really made me feel more comfortable around my peers because it made me realize they're not that much different than I am. And I was the one who was separating myself.
Justin, I want to come back to you. This was your idea. What have you learned from the kids or for yourself even?
Well, I guess one of the things that I've learned is that change starts with a really small step. Sometimes the problems that we see in the world around us, like the shooting that happened at Butler, or just, you know, the bitter political divisions that we have in our country right now, seem so overwhelming that, you know, we almost get into this mentality of just kind of retreating into the bunker and, you know, assuming that it will just sort itself out. But I think that we can take some small, simple steps in the right direction, and that there can be a ripple effect where it can start to lead towards the kind of change and towards the kind of world that we really want to live in.
Well, I want to say these are some of my favorite parts of the show these days. So Justin, Dalen, and Elena, keep spreading the kindness, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Justin Parmenter teaches middle school at Waddell Language Academy in Charlotte, North Carolina. Dalen Brown and Elena Grady are two of his seventh grade students. And thanks to Takeaway listener Jennifer Gossett for bringing us this story. You can listen to all of our stories from this series at thetakeaway.org/AmericaTheKind.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.